Hello everyone, welcome to the Goodfellas podcast. I'm Clark.
And I'm Sean.
And today we're going to be doing something slightly different from our normal podcast. We're going to be doing questions that have been sent in by yourselves, to do like a Q&A. Really grateful for people already sending in questions and a bit of banter with some of the questions by the look of it. Sean doesn't know any of the questions.
No, but I'm looking forward to listening to them and try and answer some of them.
If there is any advice to be given, it won't be from us.
Yeah.
Right then, dog. First question.
Go on.
What's the most overrated thing that everyone pretends to like?
Oh, okay. Maybe something like food related. Like, there's a lot of maybe like expensive food out there that people pretend to like. So stuff like caviar, you know, lobster. I mean, is it just because it's the whole experience and like people and where it's sold? Caviar. Caviar. Oh, it's caviar. Yeah. Admit, but does it taste like shit?
Yeah.
Generally,
but
people pretend to like it. You see people expensive restaurants and they're like, oh, some caviar, sir, and they're like, oh, this is amazing. Oh, yeah. But it's like, generally, you're like,
I fucking hate this shit.
Just because it's expensive.
Caviar is a good shout. I would also say something like kale.
Oh, kale. Yes. Who has kale?
You have to finely chop the kale so you don't get the stalk in it, because otherwise, the stalk, it's just like you're crunching on a stick.
Yeah.
Like, it's that hard. But like kale being a veggie, who really likes that when you got steak?
Oh, love a good steak.
Oh, yeah.
Got
caviar is a good shout.
That's a good question.
I'll go for kale. What is manly or a thing that men do, I guess?
Okay.
Or like you're in a situation, I guess they're trying to say, that is actually really stressful.
Oh, right, okay. I suppose.
See, I got one straight away.
Go.
And it would be a barbecue for a lot of people.
Yeah. I've been there
and
doing barbecues. I can
get the barbecue ready and you do the prep and you see the meats, so you're like, yeah, I'm going to cook this. It's going to be brilliant. And then you get there and you pour the coals in or whatever, or if it's gas, you get it going and you do a few. And you're around to the side, or you're away from everyone.
You don't get to position yourself. Yeah.
You're not really, unless the other men come over.
Not really connecting with everyone.
And then, like, you know, the pressure's on you to make sure the food's good, and you're checking. And obviously, do it because we do it, but it is stressful. And then you've got all the other lads, all the other blokes over there. We're just like, yeah, make sure that's done. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they judge.
Turn the sausage.
They will judge.
3/4 degrees.
Does it look cooked? That look a bit burnt?
You sure the coals are burning it, mate?
And then there's always...
Yeah. I'll bring your barbecue next time.
And there's always one in the background. Is it ready yet?
Yeah.
The kids are getting hungry. Because if you've got kids at a party, you've got to sort the kids out first. So, you know.
I would say a barbecue.
Pressure. Yeah, yeah.
It's pressure. Yes. So, what is one unwritten rule every bloke should know?
Ah, well, one's got to be when you go to a toilet, your urinals.
Leave a gap.
Got to leave a gap. You either go for the end one when you start off.
Yeah.
Or if there's a bloke in there, you have to leave a gap at least.
Yeah. Or if someone's there and the cubicle's free, go in the cubicle.
Cubicle, yeah.
Either it's just to go for a piss.
Or stand to someone who's a bit smaller, you might feel a bit better.
You only know when you go that. that is a rule you see blokes do all the time.
100%.
Leave a gap.
Yeah, leave a gap.
Space. Don't stare. Good question. What's a childhood snack that you still destroy as an adult?
Childhood snack.
You absolutely love to eat. Childhood snack.
I don't know.
Do crisps count then or no?
Yeah, like, you know, space.
Space Raiders.
Space Raiders. Transformers snack. Any type of like crisp and snack and stuff like that.
Oh, I love Monster Munch like to this day.
I mean, I still have kids' snacks now, though. Like, that's the problem. Well, it's just like, have like Freddos and all this and stuff and that. Like, still eat all that now.
Yeah.
One thing, I know it's not a snack, but one of the foods I had, which I would smash now, you might not remember, was like crispy pancakes. Can you remember them? They were like, it was like a frozen food thing.
Okay.
And you cook it, and it was like a shape of like a, almost like a taco kind of thing. Yeah. Basically, it's like a fold over pancake, which had been deep fried, and you'd have like filling of something inside and stuff.
Oh,
like
that.
I would, if you gave me a packet four of those now, I'd smash them in.
Yeah.
I'd obviously cook them, but yeah, smash them in. Yeah. That was something like, I don't have now, but.
Yeah, good shout.
Yeah.
Okay, one thing I probably have had now, but I had it in my lunchbox most days and out of school, Angel Slices, Mr. Ooh. Kipling's.
They were good.
You just see like the almost semi-circle pocket, and then you see like the, it was like pink, a bit of white and yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they're good. Mr. Kipling. Mr. Kipling's.
And a cherry Bakewell's. Bakewell's are
Oh, I love
that.
That's a good one.
What's the one thing you're too old to be doing now? I guarantee both our partners would be like, gaming!
100%.
Never.
Yeah, get off the game, you're too old, can't do it anymore. Yeah.
Clearly not, because we still got it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say.
I wouldn't say it either, then. But I guarantee you,
clubbing? They would.
Clubbing, yeah.
Got to be one, like, I know we avoid it, probably, but if we went clubbing now, if I'm too old to do that now.
I'd rather just go to a nice pub.
Yeah, exactly.
A nice pint of Guinness. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the most iconic film you've ever watched?
Most iconic film I've ever watched?
Yeah.
Was it lots, to be fair?
Yeah.
Any
that stand out, it's just like... Tchoof.
The trilogy.
Yeah.
Got to be. Lord of the Rings, the trilogy. Rings. Yeah. Big
iconic,
impact.
Yeah.
Yeah, iconic.
Yeah, it's just the best. If they ever re-release them in the cinema, we'll have to watch that.
24 hours or more?
Yeah.
The extended version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a skill every man should have?
Change a tyre.
Yeah.
Good shot. Yeah, I think you have to know how to change a tyre.
You have to. You've got to. Yeah. Done it a few times.
Yeah. It's something you should always have. Yeah. I wouldn't dare ask advice of someone else to come change a tyre for me.
I feel emasculated.
Yeah. So, something like that. I think you need to know. Like, there could be other things like, you know, not just stuff you should be doing around the house. You should be able to do this, do that. But I reckon change an entire, definitely. Should be one.
Yeah, I agree. And another question. Who is the greatest footballer of all time?
Alan Shearer. If you've seen this, Alan, it's true.
and I might as well cut this second now.
No, all right. In seriousness, it's hard for us because of... We know they've been great, but not in our time that we've seen them physically playing live and stuff. So,
100%. Also, got to take stats into account.
Stats. Okay, so there's obviously two, but I suppose for me, and this will spark a whole debate, but for me, it'd be Ronaldo.
I agree.
For a second there, I thought you were going to go.
No, like, they both have an argument. Yeah. I don't care what you say, if you're looking at it logically, they both have an argument. Messi, 8 Ballon d'Ors, shouldn't have 8. Probably should have 5 or 6. Just true. Robbed Lewandowski and Haaland.
Yeah.
And COVID also robbed Lewandowski. Ronaldo should probably have what he's on or 6. Got robbed by Modric.
Yes.
That year. Messi's obviously got the World Cup. Ronaldo's got the Euros. Messi's got Copa America.
Both amazing players. Both amazing players, but they're different in their own right.
I think Ronaldo is the most complete player we've ever seen. Yeah. Scored both feet, he could do it all. I guess you could say complete player is, could play anywhere. But I mean complete. Could score both feet, free kicks, like head it, you could do whatever. Either or, I have an argument.
100%, yeah.
If I was going to put someone up there as my favourite, who is near that, I would say Zidane.
Zidane, okay. Yeah, I can see that. It's a good show. Zidane and stuff and that. I mean, to be fair, just going back on to Messi Ronaldo, like, obviously people can have their views and stuff, but I think as an era of what the age we are, we're both blessed, and everyone else should be blessed to have had both those players playing at the same time.
I know.
To watch them. You know, you like I said, people are going to like Messi, people are going to like Ronaldo, but I think to have both of them playing and the amount of goals and everything they've won and scored is unbelievable. You get like maybe one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you had a Pelé, you had a Maradona, kind of thing like that.
Cruyff.
But yeah, both at the same time competing against each other.
I mean, I'm proper competing, like, the El Clasicos during that time was the best football matches ever. Like, the best. Yeah, no, I would say that. It's also funny, maybe in our next long podcast or soon, we could go into, like, the era of sport that we've had. And maybe it's because it just naturally progresses as we get older and sport gets more advanced, better people come. But we've had, like, Messi, Ronaldo, Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, Lewis Hamilton, who's loads of goats, like LeBron James, they say, and Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, we've all been alive for all of that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's probably because they're more advanced, isn't it?
But, yeah, exactly, yeah.
But yeah, right then, Dog, that was, I think, 5 or 6 questions for this segment.
Enjoyed that, that was different.
I hope you enjoyed it. I think we're going to do this, and if you like it, we're going to continue to do this and carry on.
Yeah, and those listening in and watching, if you've got any questions you want to send in for us to answer or respond to, be absolutely anything you want, a bit of advice or something.
Yeah,
or
a bit of advice, any banter, get our thoughts on anything funny, anything serious, anything...
how we would deal with things.
Things or struggle to do, let us know. We're here as an outlet for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that goes episode 1 of the Q&A. Goodfellas Q&A.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Good questions. And you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.